Aleishu Chelek Aleph Kuf Nun Zayin. This is the 8th chapter. It's a direct continuation of the previous two. Higanu lehagdaras ani. We got to the definition of the eye, va'bechira hakeshura boy, and the choice that is associated with this concept. Zeu ha'elyon shebakochos ha'mutba'im ba'adam. This is the most supreme of the powers imprinted, we would say, hardwired into a human being. Ulam ra'inu, what we did see though, is kitechushas hana'a v'tzar v'haratzoin. Those two components that make up the eye, we said, the pursuit of pleasure and avoidance of pain on the one hand, and ratzoin hinam instinctim. There really are instincts, v'abechira, which is what determines between those two when they diverge, koyach acher me'orav bo. We said there's something else there that is involved, and that is das. That's what we said. While we said that a child doesn't have bechira, it's just a matter of one negi'ah overriding another, one interest over another. But to make choice requires das. Ha-bechira einena teva ba'adam. This bechira is not just natural to a human being, ela ma'ala, as Rabbeinu Yonah said. It's an achievement, it's a level. U-ma'ala perusha sheniknes b'das. That means that it's acquired through the application of das. We can summarize it as follows. Ha'ani hu kinyan atzmi ba'adam. It's what the person acquires in and of himself. I mentioned this when we spoke a few pages earlier on Daf Kuf Nun Dalet, at the top paragraph there, where that statement was in italics. Ha'ani hu kinyan atzmi ba'adam, and I mentioned that here, we'll speak about it more. So it's the, as the author will say in a moment, Das is fundamental to issues of kinyon, of acquisition. We'll see in a moment. Ha'poel etzel yelad v'etzel adam bilti atzma'i kim'at rak be'ofen instinctivi. So this is a force that by children and by dependent people, they're not yet independent, operates almost only instinctively. Al yedei hisorerus etzel es, through the awakening of certain wishes, v'alebe rishmei hana v'etzah, through impressions of pleasure and pain. After a person acquires and accumulates das, he becomes a true boicher. Thereby the ani rises, and together with the entire person, in a decisive way. It's a decisive point, as we said yesterday in the previous chapter, that it's a turning point. Das, das in slightly different formulations, to raise the eye. Ha'poel kamu be'ofen kimat instinctivi, which, as we said a moment ago, operates almost instinctively, el toich ha'akara ve'yedi'a b'ruah, into one's conscious processes. But this is a point that we've made before and he'll make later. It's when the person has an objective view of himself, he can rise above himself and see objectively and clearly and dispassionately, I have this negia, I have this pool, I have this tendency, and make a choice based on a weighing up of certain calculations. This is what he's saying. To raise this into one's consciousness as opposed to just operating instinctively. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Chaviv Adam Sheniva Betzelem, all human beings are beloved, they have some essential similarity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we call Tzelem Elohim. Chiba Yesera Noida'as Loi Shenivra Betzelem. There's an additional aspect of love in that we are aware of it, we're conscious of it. Das, and we have Das, yeah? Zoya Chiba Yesera, this is this additional beloved nature, Shametziusa Tiv'is Ba'adam, that what is natural to man, Zoyche La'alois Etoch HaKarat, can actually rise into a conscious being. This is one thing that differentiates us from other creatures. They have certain instincts. It never rises into a conscious decision. Here, this is the Chiba Yesera, according to the Mishnah, that something that is imprinted in us naturally can then be examined dispassionately. We can analyze it. Kasher ha-seguloi sa-tmunois b'tivenu, when the properties which are hidden in our nature, oilois mitoch afluliyus ha-teva, they arise from the darkness of one's nature, from that abyss, into this beloved thing of knowledge, of consciousness, as zochinu ledas. Then one can say that one has earned das. The next paragraph is a summary of something we said before. Keshanu yoidim eseani. When we know, and again, the root of that is das. ומשתמשים תוך הכרה ברורה בכל רצון. We use the power of will, not instinctively, but through choice, through recognition. ובררים מסערב לנו בשימס לב, and we choose that which is ערב לנו, as we said before, that which is pleasant and we want it to merge into us. When we do that carefully, with attention to detail, איננו עיוורים בבחירה שלנו, we're not blind, אלא בוחרים מתוך אחריות ושיקול דעת. When we choose out of sense of responsibility and שיקול דעת, weighing up the alternatives, אז הפכו כוחות טבעיים אלו למעלות. That's when we can say that these natural potentialities have become achievements, a ma'ala. A little bit more on das. Yesoidu b'ilchois ha'kinyanim ke'kinyan tzarich gemirus das. This is a fundamental. Anyone who's learned even a little bit about kinyanim knows that the key concept that repeats again and again, comes again and again, is gemirus das. When is the koine, goemer das, to relinquish ownership? When is the buyer, goemer das, to acquire it? Uvli das en kinyan. There cannot be a proper kinyan without das. Das is beemes midas hakinyanim. Das is truly the midah of acquisition. Is not quite the right word, because a kinyan can mean not an acquisition, but a change in status. Kivli das lo nasa davar shelo. Without das, nothing can become mine, truly mine. Kein kelapei atzmeinu. The same is true, not with respect to objects, but with respect to ourselves. Kesheanu yoideim es atzmeinu, anu koinim es atzmeinu. When we know ourselves, so we become our own, like we said above, it becomes a ma'ala from an instinct. It becomes an achievement. That's when a person is koyin himself. Devarim hanichrasim bichlal adas. Those are the things that enter to me through the das. Nihiyim lekinyan atzmi penimi adaya. They become mine forever. They become a part of me. They merge into me. As Rav Dessler says, it's something that cannot be taken away anymore from the person, as opposed to any physical possession. The Gemara in Darim states, "De da be kula be." A person with das in him, everything is in him. "De lo da be ma be." If he doesn't have das, what's in him? What does he have? "Da kani ma chase." If he's acquired das, he lacks nothing. "Da lo ikani ma kani." If he hasn't acquired das, well, what has he acquired? Nimitza, it emerges really from everything that we're saying, ki das hi ha'ani mamash. Das is really the I, that's the ultimate I. Im ha'ratzoin v'chush ha'oinik v'atzav b'chira. When we took those components we talked about before, there's the will, there's a sense of pleasure, the choice between them. It's that, rak she'enam polim instinctive use. It das is when they don't act instinctively, but rather consciously. Then das is the I. He gives a reference to the Ramban. Ela mitoch das, they operate out of das. Says Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer Hayesha, Anu ro'im ki ha'nefesh yesh la das lilmod kol asher ba'olam. We see that the nefesh has this capacity that he calls das to learn, to grow from whatever is in the world. Ve'yesh la das achres elyona mizoi. The Rabbeinu Tam uses the same terminology, das achres elyona mizoi, which is what we would call consciousness. We're aware of it. Through which das knows itself, our mind knows itself. We have self-consciousness, self-awareness. The das can know its own knowledge. That's what we call in modern English self-awareness. V'zoi das adas, he calls it. Das adas uvedas azizku v'al Hashem. That's the closest point to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That self-awareness is the closest point to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adkan.